This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mr. President, what about Michael Cohen? Are you considering...
Thank you very much. Stupid question. Go ahead. Any other, anybody else, please?
All right. There is such a thing as a stupid question. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. Stupid question. Stupid questions because there are stupid people. I'm going to prove it to you. Look, it's funny. I talk about leftists, they get mad at me. Kevin, you call us stupid. What's with the name calling? What do they do? They call you names. But here's the difference. They say, Kevin, you're stupid. You're an Uncle Tom, which I am. And I'm a proud Uncle Tom. You read the book, you'll understand why. You're a Clarence Thomas. Yes, I am. I'm a proud Clarence Thomas. Then they tell me you're a coon bud Negro, but they use different language. They tell me I'm a step and fetch it, a tool of the white man. I'm like, yeah. Okay. So you want a name call, stuff that I'm not. Well, you're a pedophile. You know? And not only do you like, you know, defiling young children, you're a hate monger and a racist and all these other things. And I prove it to them. I don't just say it. I prove it. If you're a supporter of the left, you're a supporter of pedophilia. You're supportive of you're a misogynist. You're into, you like degrading women. You like degrading black people and Latinos. You like putting people into buckets, sizing them up, saying, here's where you are. You are into a caste system. You're a classist. You believe yourself to be elite and more intelligent. You believe you have privilege of whatever sort. White privilege, black privilege, women privilege, LGBT privilege. You believe all that stuff. And I'll prove it to you. And I ask this question all the time. And guys, you know me. You know me. I will take all comers. You come on this show with your leftist ideology, and I will absolutely destroy you. And I'll do it in a way that you can't say I'm attacking you, because I won't give you conjecture. I'll ask you questions. That's it. And I'll even limit it. I'll ask you 20 questions. I won't even need 10 before you're squirming in your little seat going, you're racist. Because you don't have anything. And I've put this out there. I've been doing this show for better part of 9 years. I put this out there year after year. I've had maybe 2 people that have taken me up on it, and I've destroyed them. I'm not talking about barely beat them. I rubbed them into the ground with my heel like they were a bug. It was nothing. It was easy. It was easy. I've never had a difficult debate. Well, but I've made them go all the time. You guys see me on TV doing this stuff. Look, and I'm not doing it as a plug. Like, ooh, Ken's so amazing. I don't think I am. I don't. I think many of you would easily do what I do. The only difference is you decided, hey, I got my kids, I got my job, I don't want to do it. But if you were put in a debate format, and I get some of you, but Kevin, you're quick on your feet, man. You think quickly. I agree. I've been doing it a long time, man. I mean, it's like, if I'm a blacksmith, and you can make your own blacksmith stuff. If I teach you, it's going to take you longer. You can fix your own car. You can clean your own house. But people that do it day in and day out, they do it quicker. I do it day in and day out. But you think about it. You know about it. There's nothing new here under the sun. So, you know, I'm just giving you the facts. We're all sharp. We know what we're doing. And these are the people that they're afraid of you because you are so logical in your way of thinking about it. They really can't debate you, so they go to the name calling. But then they get mad when you call them names and they don't know how to take it. That's why I do it. You want to know what the latest is? What makes you racist? Check this out.
What does breeding mean to this president? Because when you think of breeding, you think of animals breeding, populating.
I'm not going to begin to think what you think. Certainly, I think that you mean a lot of things to a lot of people. But the president is talking about a growing problem, and I addressed that with Jim. I don't have anything else to add.
I mean, April, it's not funny, but yet I hear this. It could mean a lot of things to a lot of people. The president has recognized this is a major problem, but we never define what the this is. I mean, she never actually will go there.
Right, and that begs the question, again, what does breeding mean? And, you know, I even called California Congresswoman Barbara Lee. She said it's disgusting, period. He meant what he said. Because some people are trying to say that there was an autocorrect issue with this president. And if it was a problem, he would have said, I made a mistake or recorrected or corrected it, what have you.
What was it supposed to be, an autocorrect even? I don't even...
It was supposed to be, according to some people that we are, that were talking, some reporters that were talking, they said, breeding contempt. Now, if it was breeding contempt, you would change it, wouldn't you?
So I'll be honest, I didn't hear the quote, but I know this. It doesn't matter. Breeding, I love, you got to go out one day just for fun. You got to go on the internet, do a little surfing, and just look at all the things that they claim are racist. Remember when Ross Perot said, you people? And now it's become the joke. You people. I say to you people all the time. Yeah. It suddenly it was, what you mean by you people? And Ross Perot was like, you people asking me the question. You people looking for answers. You people. But they took it as black. You talking about black people? And what if Ross Perot had said, yeah, you black folks? What was it? What was the harm? But Perot was supposed to be prejudice, or I mean, I'm just giving you an example. You people to this day remains one of those things that politicians don't say because they're afraid to say it. I say you people all the time. You people, your cousin, them. People are crazy. But this is where we are now in the political mainstream where breeding is racist. Because you know why? Leftists see themselves as animals. They do. I know y'all, you guys think I'm kidding you when I tell you that if you said breeding to me, I don't think of, I'm not looking at, okay, we're going to breed the big buck slave with that big buck woman slave and get us a good group of slave kids. They're going to be stronger than the other kids and we'll have the best slaves on the plantation. Hey, the best slaves on the plantation, undoubted, are Democrat. I tell people all the time, I'm a free range Negro. I'm not on anybody's plantation. So if you want to look for great slaves, I give you the left. They have the best. They train them. They make them strong, strong will to be so little in mind that they will not walk off of a plantation that has no borders. It's got no security, no fence, no nothing, no moat full of alligators. And they stay there because that's the way the Democrats are trained them. Keep them fat, black, and stupid.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my gosh, when does black victimization end? Is there any end in sight? Thank goodness that I did not buy into the nonsense that these knuckleheads want to preach to young blacks today, to all blacks. To be honest with you, you never leave being an infant in the black community these days. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Free range Negro, as I like to say, because partially it makes black people mad. If you use the term Negro, they're like, well, you don't call yourself a Negro. It's a term of derogatory. And I'm like, really? It's got its roots in Latin-based, you know, Negron, or, you know, I don't know, Negro, but it's something along those lines. It's black, right? But should I say free range noir? Would that make you feel better? This is because it's a Mexican word, a you know, the Spanish word. Negro, negro, the Mexican word. Did you hear what I said? Oh, man, yeah, but it just bothers me. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I've never been a victim. I've never thought like a victim. I don't understand how these people think. I really don't. Don't misunderstand me. You can be a victim of circumstance. You could be poor when you want to buy something that you can't afford. That's a victim. It's a victim of circumstance. I'm not rich, but it's something I can change. I could be a victim of somebody, you know, like a girl that doesn't like me. Maybe she thinks I'm too scrawny. Maybe she thinks I'm too good looking for her. I don't know. That's more likely, right? I don't know what it might be, but I don't have to be a victim of her when there are a sea of other ladies that might enjoy my company, right? I don't have to be a victim of my friendships. I can make new ones. I don't even have to be a victim of my family, the things that occur to me that I have no ability to change. I can't change my father. He was a deadbeat. But you know what? I had a grandfather that raised me. I had a stepfather that was an amazing man. And I had a great-grandfather that I think hung the moon. No victim here. So what? My dad was in prison. So what? I was poor. I never thought of it. You know, we teach poverty as a mentality. We do. Oh, you're poor. Oh, my God. How could you? Look at all the privilege of those that have it. Really? Is that always privilege? That's a person that says, judge yourself by the amount of money that people make. I used to think of that. I would go, well, if the guy's driving a nicer car, if he makes more money than I do, does that necessarily mean that he's a better person than I am? Does that mean he's more desirable or whatever? And the short answer is, of course not. I know billionaires. I wouldn't change anything to be in their position. Kevin, would you want to be George Soros? No way. No way. The life he may live, the life he could have. You know what? I'd still know I'm not Kevin Jackson. Yes, all that and a bag of chips. You know? Y'all know I'm just kidding. I know there are people listening. That Kevin Jackson, he's such a egomaniac. Just these are the jokes, baby. But here's the thing. I truly don't see, people used to tell me, on the black folks, Kevin, you just jealous of Obama. Jealous of what? Why would I be jealous of him? I want nothing he has. Nothing. I don't want his book deal. I don't want the presidency. If I wanted the presidency, I'm going to tell you right now, if I wanted to be president, I would have been president. See, that's the mentality of a winner. I just didn't want it. I don't look back and go, man, if Obama did it, I could have done it. I would have been better. I know I would have been a better president than Obama. I'm a better person than Obama. And now I'm talking about being totally flawed in so many ways you can't even shake a stick at it quick enough. But even with all those flaws, you know what? I believe in a better me because I seek to be closer to God. That's it. I'm not going to play around with you. In fact, I had a former friend who told me the other day, wrote me a note, something along the lines of, you know, you always ask for help and all, and I help you and you don't do this or that because I wasn't being very responsive to a tweet or some message she had sent. And I said, look, I'm busy, but here's the deal. If you contact me and say, Kevin, I really need to talk, got something important on my mind, you know, can you reach out to me when you get a chance? Boop. As soon as I get a first chance, I'm on the phone with a person of this particular type because we were friends. And, you know, she's alluding and actually wrote me a note that says, I'm done. And I said, fine, be done. But understand this. These were the times you did reach out and I did help. Secondly, I don't deal with friends the way you do. I don't, you know, hey, you know, you didn't talk to me yesterday. I left you a phone call. I'm done. I go, hey, might have been busy yesterday. When you get a moment, can you get back with me? Because I'm going to do it. Just amazing to me how people want to be victims of something. Hey, how about you reach out and talk to people and understand them before you dump them? Now, by the way, there was a time in my life where I would have been like, I looked at that message and said, boop, boop, you're gone. But I did. I responded back. Said, hey, you need to learn some self-control. So she's going through a lot. Understand. But don't come at me that way. But my point is, look, why are we teaching victims? Why are we teaching people to want to look for the bad part of life? I read this article. Here's how it starts. It was in The Root. And it's Free Thought is for White People. That's the name of the article. Free Thought is for White People. The guy writes, I'm free. I'm a black man. Perhaps the biggest challenge, raising a black child in America will ever face, a father will ever face, is conveying the difference between those two things, free and black. It's hard to explain the oxymoron of making sure a person believes that the world provides them with limitless opportunity while ensuring that they understand the limiting reality of being black in America. Will somebody cry me a river? The limiting reality of being black. It says it is a precipitously thin wire that black people must walk every day. The path between life, liberty, and a dank, cramped, unending alleyway in which we are forced to spend our entire existence. The borders are unmarked, but stepping outside the boundaries can often mean death. seriously, black people all day long living the dream, going out, doing their jobs, blue collar, white collar, rich and poor, opportunities abound, changing their circumstances. The LeBron James, I mean, I'll use him. I think he's a clown. But, you know, took his talent, made himself into a mega rich. That's what most of these kids have done. Outside of a Colin Kaepernick, who was born with a silver spoon up his butt, his white parents made sure he had everything. Most of these kids come from nothing and become successful. That's the thing that drives you to be successful. But he goes on to talk about his unpredictable ball of creativity and intelligence, who believes that she can do anything she's ever seen anyone else do. And you know what this father is doing? He's telling her, no, you can't. There are shackles on you. Let me put some restraints on you. Restraints she doesn't even see. She doesn't recognize any limitations. And you know what this dude is doing? He's saying, you better recognize, you better understand. And then they wonder why these kids grow up this way. Parents are taking these young black kids, taking away the, in his words, the ball of creativity and intelligence, and he's saying, no matter how smart, no matter how creative you are, understand the landmines that have been put before you as a black person. Now this girl, if I was raising her, would be going, Dad, I can do anything. And I'd be, you're doggone right you can, baby girl. You can do whatever you want to. You can be whatever you want to be, and there are no limitations. The only limitations will be those that you put on yourself. But this father, who thinks he's being a good parent, says, I'm going to teach you how to limit yourself. You want to know what's wrong in the black community? That's what's wrong in the black community.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's a story for you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Wouldn't you like to get money for your dog? I remember years ago I was talking to a guy, he's an accountant, and I raised Rottweilers at the time. And he says to me, Kevin, he goes, look, I'm not going to tell you how to do your taxes. He goes, but you could list your dogs as a, quote, mobile security unit. I mean, these are well-trained dogs that would protect the house. He says, and you could get a discount on your insurance for having this mobile security unit. And he went on to say, because they protect the, that was part of my business and all that. He says they were theoretical protection dogs or whatever else. And I was like, that's kind of pushing it. You know, I would prefer not, if I'm going to nuzzle up against the old tax line, I don't think I want to get, you know, kind of dip my foot on the other side and see if anybody saw me. You know what I mean? But yeah, he told me the dogs could be a mobile security unit. And so now, I don't know if you guys are seeing this. There's been a spate of dogs now that are animals, not just dogs, that are, they call them therapy animals. I mean, there are people that have therapy lizards. And, you know, it's one thing to say, my dog soothes me. That's been proven. Maybe even you can say your cat soothes you. But your rattlesnake, I'm sorry, if you can't just willy-nilly sleep with your animal, which I don't sleep with animals anyway, they can give you all kinds of bugs. But if you can't, if the animal can't run around through the house without you worrying about it killing you, then I don't want it. People, well, Kevin, you got those, you know, I do pound pups. I say pound pups. So I've had pit bull pound pups. They're mixtures of something. You got those pit bulls. Let me tell you something. Not a dog I've owned can kill me. Not one. See, I know a lot about dogs. My uncle used to train them for protection. And I had some of the most vicious dogs you've ever seen. And I know how to bring a dog down. I do. You're going to have a tough time killing me if it's just one dog. Because there's physiology of a dog that makes them, you know, they're suspect to certain things. And if you know that, even if they're, you know, vicious and they're biting, as long as they don't get to your throat or whatever, and you can do a couple of things to them, they will just fall like, whoop, whoop, they're gone. I'm not going to say what it is because I want people to feel that, you know, protected by their animals. And let me tell you, I wouldn't want to, I'm not telling you I want to fight somebody's big mastiff. Because, man, there's some man stoppers. But if you know what you're doing and you don't panic, you can break a dog down. I'll leave it at that. But I love him. I don't want to hurt him. This guy is in Michigan. His name is Michael Ryder. And he got approved for $360 every week for unemployment benefits for his dog. Yeah. And the way they write this, they said, until the state learned that he'd been dogging it at the Detroit area restaurant where he supposedly worked. Ryder is a German Shepherd owned by attorney Michael Haddock on the other side of the state in Saugatuck. In speaking with the news radio station, Haddock said he was indeed surprised when he received the benefits letter addressed to, quote, Michael Ryder from Michigan's Unemployment Insurance Agency. I'm going to tell you. See, this is what's so sad about government. Government can be stupid. Well, for the most part, you name your dog something, Fido, right? Fido Jenkins. So people kind of go, that's a dog's name. But I'm telling you, government is stupid. Government, we have people registered as like, Mickey Mouse to vote. Register to vote. I can guarantee you there's somebody receiving some benefit from the government with names like Lone Ranger and others. Because that's how stupid this government is. Did you ever hear the story? I think we talked about this. Maybe you guys remember. There was a story about these two ladies, and they ran a business. And they started doing business with the government, and it was small. And, they would invoice for $2,000. But one time they invoiced for $2,000, and they messed up the shipping. And instead of the shipping being $4.57, or, say $43.57, shipping was $4,357 because the decimal point got screwed up. And the government paid it. And so they went, So they tried to pay it back. I think, if I'm remembering the story correctly, they tried to pay it back, and the government kicked back a letter saying, something like, oh, whatever, we don't understand what you're trying to do. So they were like, okay, whatever. So they said, First, it seemed like an innocent mistake. Then they went, well, let's try this again. Let's see what happens if we ship something for $2,000 and the shipping cost would be, $23.87, but we billed for $2,387. And they did it, and it worked. $21 million later, somebody on a technicality found it. And then they went, uh-oh, and that person happened to be a forensic type accountant and went, this seems like it's been happening before, and they went and checked it out. And so anyway, they sent them a letter, and the first time, and they paid it back, and it was like quite a bit of money, and they paid it back. But then they kept trying it again, and they pushed the envelope until that forensic accountant found it, and bada bing, bada boom. But here's my point. When government is that big to where you guys think I'm kidding. What they would invoice for the product was less than shipping. Or it was so close, it would be like me saying, okay, the product is $15,000, shipping costs $13,000. And you go, what the, is it a tank? So that's what was happening. So apparently, with Michael Ryder, the dog, the person who owns it, Michael Haddock, was getting this check for him. And he says the paperwork lists the dog as having been employed by Cruz and Muir, an upscale seafood chain. He says he's very food-driven, so it's no coincidence that he had a restaurant on his application, Haddock said with a chuckle. But he contacted the agency about the letter. He says the computer system had sent it, but the claim was later then flagged as suspicious and denied. So that's a good thing. At least the Michigan system was smart enough to go, wait a minute, this doesn't look right. But he says he wondered if it was a practical joke. And he says this, I have plenty of friends that maybe would do something like this, but they would probably fess up to it by now. So, yeah, he says, I'm not sure who did it. The agency spokesman, her name is Chris DeWitt, said they're still looking into it because they want to find out who filed the claim. Look, folks, I'm going to tell you, there's so much waste and fraud in the system. We spend a lot of time trying to fix the system. And I'm just saying, how about we do this? How about this is what we would do in corporate America. We would go and look at a problem like this and go, how do we make sure this never happens? And I'll give a real life example. We had to look at a problem where you understand I'm dealing with companies that are huge. One of the problems in the companies that I would work with that would have, say, 150,000 employees. Well, when you have that many employees, you have people onboarding and offboarding all the time. Doesn't matter who it is because it's a busy company. And let's just say it's oil services. So they've got what they call upstream and downstream. They've got people working out in the South Atlantic Sea on drilling rigs. They've got people working upstream in a gas station because they may own the gas station, right? Which is just retail. So one group has hardly ever got turnover. These guys are rock stars on the rigs. And in the other group, the convenience stores are turning over quite often. So, but here's the point. We found that they would be paying, if you have 150,000 employees, sometimes more, they would be paying a percentage of those employees after death. They were paying a percentage of those employees after they'd been dismissed. Some that had come back off of disability. And it was millions of dollars that had gone out erroneously, and they couldn't track it. So I want you to imagine the government who's got over a million employees. And the only ones that we keep up with are the 536 that mostly represent, you know, that represent Congress and the president. You're not thinking about all the judges, all the clerks, and all these other people. Over a million people. And I'm telling you, it's that part of government is scary when you know what I know about a company that has 60,000 employees and they can't tell you where the money's going. You're finding out they've lost $3 million because they paid it to people that have been gone from the company for 2 years. And I'm talking about been paying it for years. It would shock you. It would shock you to learn this. The average company, Fortune 500 company, Global 1000 company in the world, cannot count its employees. They don't know the accurate count of their employees at any given moment. You think the government does? Then add subcontractors and the number of invoices that go in and out each day. These people, we folks, the taxpayers, we're getting ripped off at a level that would blow your mind if you really knew the real number. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Actually, I'm glad you guys are still here because I was a bit fearful. Yeah, yesterday was supposed to be the end of the world. Another prediction of the end of the world has come and gone. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Anyway, according to this report, the world would cease to exist on April 23rd. You know, I remember doing April 23rd about 5 years ago. I was at the New Black Panthers Day of Atonement. And it was where people warned me not to go there and talk about being a black conservative. And I went in the north side of St. Louis, one of the most dangerous areas of town. And I asked questions. And they couldn't stand the mayor, Mayor Slay, Democrat. They knew what his TIF funds weren't coming to help the black community. They knew that they were getting hosed. It was amazing to watch. Some of the best footage I ever got. I wish I'd been a better videographer. But I survived it. And who knew, 5 years later, it was supposed to be doom and gloom, and we're here. Maybe it's just a little bit off. I don't know. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night is what the Bible says, so we're not going to know. But I know this. It ain't yet. I know that because I just have this feeling. God talks to me. He says, Kevin, I'm not through with you yet. Well, I don't think he's through with you. I think there's a lot more for us to do. I don't know why. Why does God care about this little orb so much that he gave it life, abundant life, put man in charge of all the things on it? And you know what? You do a really good job. You're a great steward of it. I don't know. I think God would let us do this forever if he felt like it meant something. But you know, the idea that it's going to end is sort of cool because it makes you live things differently. I've asked this question many times. Would you want to live forever? When I was a kid, I did. As an adult, heck to the no. I don't want to live forever. You got to deal with more relationship issues and kid issues. And I mean, can you imagine being 200 years old and you go back to your family tree and your great-great-great-grandfather is still alive? I mean, I don't know what he'd be doing, fishing somewhere? What? Your great-great-great-grandmother? How many wives or husbands would you have if you lived to be 250 years old? When would you get married? At 18? Or would you wait until you're 65? You know? Would you be a child up until you're 65? You're like, oh, leave him alone. He's only 65. He's like, he'd be like a teenager, 13. It would be so different, the dynamic. Anyway, this guy predicts the end of the world, the rapture. A numerologist, his name was David Mead. Another cry wolf scenario. And when I think about these failed predictions of the world coming to an end, I rethink the date, and everything. Because, like, there's been others. The Mayans said sometime 2012 or whatever. I forget the date. But consider that for over 125,000 people every day, the world comes to an end, and it ends in tragedy. For them, it's their death. But for them, for all intents and purposes, the world ended. And I know that doesn't represent the apocalyptic earth, devastation, explosion, or whatever is supposed to happen when the world finally does meet its doom. But nevertheless, for 125,000 plus people who die every day, the earth ended at least as they knew it. But what of the other apocalypses that occur throughout time? We see this, these apocalypses and just go, well, earth is still here. So, the destruction didn't occur. But I believe that the end of the world came for the Democrats and other big government bureaucrats on November the 8th of 2016. Can I get an amen? Remember the faces of those Hillary Clinton supporters on election night? I assure you, faces will look no different when the end of the world comes. Go back and look at those pictures that give me a smile. The sheer devastation on their faces is one of my fondest memories. If you're ever feeling bad, get a pic. Don't have a picture of your kids or your grandkids. Put a picture of those people crying on election night for Hillary Clinton, and I swear to you, you will feel like a newborn baby. You'll feel better. You'll feel like you won the lottery. You could have gotten the worst news. Oh, so-and-so broke up with you. Your portfolio is shrinking. I don't know. Whatever. And don't leave it for devastation. But you could. But just if something is not sitting right with you in that moment, just go look at those folks. Yeah, buddy, I wasn't as fraction as disappointed when Obama got elected twice as the scoundrels who watched Hillary Clinton lose for a second time at her run for the presidency. And you want to know why it was so devastating, it was so apocalyptic, it was so Armageddon, end of the world scenario, is because they cheated at every turn. They knew they were going to beat you. Yeah. But as the saying goes, one man's weed is another man's landscape. So the election of Trump for the rest of us was far from doomsday. In fact, it was quite the opposite. But the doomsday for the left continues, people. Pay attention. I'm preaching. Think about it. the realization of just how bad a president Barack Obama was. That's the doomsday scenario. The leftists pretend to continue to support Barack Obama. But in truth, folks, they're overjoyed that man is gone. Most only hope the scandals don't completely vindicate you and me, the Americans who were called racist for not voting for him. Well, that's mainly on you, because I'm black. But see, leftists hope that Obama doesn't make them look any more pathetic in their undying support. And many of them, trust me when I tell you this, people, many of them believe that Barack Obama has another series of shoes that are going to fall, and that's why he didn't get invited to the royal wedding. That's why you're seeing him pretty much disappear into the woodwork. Oh, I know he's out there. He's playing the role of it, but this dude is sweating. You can't see his feet under the water pedaling, but he is pedaling like a maniac, like he's about to go off Niagara Falls and he's a duck. It can't fly. He is pedaling. That's right. Obama was a menace, and aside from presiding over the most scandalous administration in history, his policies have now been proven to be failures. And thankfully, all of his greatest attacks on America have been undone, or they're in the process of being undone. So I want you to imagine trying to be mad at Trump. His tax cuts. Shaved 3 weeks off of Tax Freedom Day this year. You be sure to thank him. Because August 19th used to be the day you had to pay your taxes. He moved it back into July. I mean, where you no longer work for the government, where everything you make starts becoming your own. And over the years, it's going to be moved further back to where you're finally going to be able to pay your taxes by tax day and then actually enjoy the rest of your year. Latest stroke of genius. He got Kim Jong-un to the negotiation table. Like it or not, Obama couldn't do it. You could give Obama 50 presidency lifetimes, and he still couldn't do it. Then consider how it began, the ridiculing of Kim Jong-un, then involving the Chinese, just like Trump said he would. Look at trade, look at intellectual property, monetary policy, and so on. The leftists are going to find themselves supporting Donald Trump. That's going to be the bane of their existence, folks. How many leftists do you think now look at Trump differently? This is a good question for you. For those of you who get nervous and go, Kevin, man, I don't know what's going to do. Whoo, I don't know what to say, bro. Let me just tell you this. How many leftists do you think differently about Donald Trump? So let's just do it this way. Do you believe that 1% of the people who didn't vote for Donald Trump now go, you know, I kind of like this guy? What do you think? How many percentage do you think you need to sway of them? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a percentage that I believe of lefties who now say, I was sold the bill of goods. I was sold lies about Donald Trump. I no longer believe those lies. I believe that percentage is somewhere between 3 and 7%. I want you to think about that number. Think about the number of Republicans who didn't like Donald Trump. By the way, if you don't believe me on them, look at the polling of Republicans. Donald Trump polls between 83 to 90% of Republicans who like his policies. Do you think he was ever that high in the Republican Party? So I want you to think about that. Then I want you to think about what percentage of the left no longer believe the hype. They hate Hillary for what she did to Bernie. They hate Bernie for being a turncoat liar himself and one of the 1%. They hate what they're witnessing with the stuff that's going on with the scandals in the FBI, etc. If that's anywhere close to 3%, are you worried about the election in November of this year? Let me tell you something, folks. The end of the world has come, and it has come for the Democrats. Don't think for one second that what's-his-name didn't get it right. He got it right. The end of the world is near, just not for us.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.